Hello and welcome to Little Things, Big Changes, a new podcast series for small business brought to you by Grand & Toy. I'm your host, Ted Kratsonis, and I'll be your guide as we get tips and advice from experts on the little changes you can make that will help grow your business. Throughout this series, we'll explore the world of ergonomics, the hottest trends in technology for 2008, and simple ways to get your business on an eco-friendly path. All of these topics will influence the growth of your business. Whether it is small or large, these topics matter. Technology has become vital in all aspects of our lives, from our personal to professional lives. A new business would not survive without it. The evolution of technology has changed the landscape of all businesses, big or small. It is a differentiating factor between competitors. Consumers are conditioned to want things immediately, and technology has given businesses the tools to help fulfill that need. Not only will technology affect the growth of your business, it will also affect the bottom line. Business owners need to consider the cost of the right technology to help their business run smoothly. Whether it is a printer, server, computer, cell phone, or fax machine, all of these gadgets will create a more efficient working environment. Peter Wolchak is a journalist with more than a decade of experience specializing in technology publications. He is currently the editor of Backbone magazine. In addition, Peter has worked as a public speaker and discussion moderator and sits on the e-business program advisory committee at Sheridan College. Welcome to Little Things, Big Changes, Peter.
Thanks, Ted. I'm happy to be here.
What are the hottest technology trends aimed at businesses for 2008?
Well, there's many. I would say that there's probably four broad trends that I think people need to be aware of. I think there are four things that are really going to change the way people do business over the course of the year. The first, and it's, again, a very, very broad one, is that consumer and business technologies are really becoming the same thing. This has been true for a while. If you think about a modern office today, what you often see, you know, you see notebooks, you're going to see PDAs and cell phones. All of those first came into offices, not from the top down, not because the IT department or the management wanted them, but because employees themselves simply walked into the building with them. These were the tools that people liked to use in their personal life, and they wanted to add them to their business. That trend is continuing and is actually going to become, I think, more significant. So, for example, going forward, you're going to see a lot of social networking tools entering businesses, tools such as LinkedIn. You're also going to see more collaborative work. Google Apps is a good example of that. And also portable storage devices, USB keys, even iPods, because they can store information. These technologies that people like to use in their personal lives are increasingly becoming mainstream business tools. On that last point, you know, the other issue is that while employees want to bring a lot of these tools into the offices, there are a lot of issues that employers are going to have to face. So, for example, managing these things. You give an employee a notebook, but that employee brings the notebook home and tends to adopt some bad security practices. So, for example, an employee will let a spouse or one of his or her kids use the notebook, perhaps install software on it that shouldn't be on it, and also link up to unsecure networks. Companies have to be aware that these consumer-level technologies and these business technologies also do incur a management headache. The second trend, I think, is going to be social networking tools. Social networking tools, again, are very, very popular with consumers. Where they're moving into business is actually as a replacement to the information management systems that companies used previously. In the old days, and by which I mean, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, companies employed these large information management systems because they wanted to facilitate data exchange and communication among different departments. And this was a good idea, but what happened is, for example, companies ended up with all of these intranets that were locked away from each other, and you had all these information silos. That happened because companies needed to communicate internally. They still do need to communicate internally. What's changed, though, is collaborative and social networking tools are going to replace the old information systems because these tools are already good at this information exchange. We know that because Facebook is popular and MySpace and LinkedIn. These are all popular and easy to use, and the exact same idea can be applied internally through either social networking tools, or more specifically through blogs and wikis. These tools are easy to use. They're easy to search, so employees can actually find the information they want. And I think that's going to be a really significant trend going forward, that companies will find it easier to share information among employees. The third trend that's going to have a big impact over the course of this year is that IT security issues are going to get worse before they get better. A really good example of this is botnets. A recent story in Backbone talked about bot networks, which are groups of individual computers that have been infected by malware and are then remotely controlled by a bot master. And what that means is that your PC at work or at home could be monitoring your banking passwords or sending out spam emails without your knowledge or permission. Now, the interesting thing about this is if your PC is infected, it's really the fault of the owner. Obviously, you blame the person who put the code on your computer in the first place, but I say it's the fault of the owner or of the IT department, because security software does exist which will protect computers from these threats and also clean out systems that are infected. So, you know, companies that don't have these types of tools installed are going to be hit, especially as these attacks become more aggressive and sneakier. For example, a recent IDC study found that Canadian business leaders are actually more confident than they were previously that their systems are secure. This is, I think, undeserved confidence and points to a basic lack of understanding about real security problems. And then the last one, this is a short one, is ease of use. It used to be that technical people created computer systems within companies and users simply had to use them. The design criteria for these systems was centered on just the intended business functionality. So whatever the business needed, that's what the software did. But whether it did it well or in a way that was easy to use wasn't necessarily a design consideration. That's changing now because, again, consumers are using very advanced technology at home. When they get to work, they don't understand why their systems at work can't be as user-friendly as their systems at home. So ease of use is going to be the next big trend in both computer design and also in employee expectation. If you have a business function that you want to automate with computers, but that system is not easy to use, you're going to get a lot of pushback from your employees. And that's true whether you're a small business or a large business.
What should a business owner look to spend on or save on with technology?
That's a very good question because it speaks to, you know, bottom line spending. Interestingly enough, I think actually one of the things companies need to spend more money on, and it's not the sexiest answer out there, but I think companies need to spend more money on training. People tend to want to install new technology that they get excited about, and that's fine, but if you don't spend money on training, you're not going to get the benefit out of those systems. A good example of that is customer relationship management systems. CRM can do a lot for a company, but if your employees don't really understand how to use these systems, you're not going to get the value out of them. So I think in general, the first thing you should spend money on is ensuring that your existing technology is delivering everything you expected of it before you go out and investigate a new technology. Another area that companies, I think, do well to spend on is mobile data. If you have a mobile workforce, you should spend money on devices, smartphones and notebooks, and networks which give your employees access to mobile data. If you read any of the case studies that are out there on mobile data, what you see is consistent and quick payback, both in terms of dollars saved and also in terms of new efficiency. Mobile data really can change the way companies do business, and you know, you'll find it delivers significant benefits. Another good area to spend money on is location-based systems. If you're in an industry in which location is at all important, automating or computerizing your location services can create huge efficiencies. So an obvious example, a municipality or a construction company, all the way to small bakeries or a renovation company, home renovators, you can often benefit by knowing where your vehicles are, where your employees are, and to some extent even knowing what those employees are doing. Also, it has huge benefits for real-time routing. Say you run a company that provides computer service, you know, technical support, and a customer calls in with a problem, you can find your closest employee and dynamically route that person directly to the customer. It's, huge benefits in location-based services. In terms of saving money, I would recommend that companies look to their phone services. There's been a lot of talk about voice over IP, and that can create significant savings. IDC, for example, thinks that this will be the year that voice over IP goes mainstream. Somewhat related to that, and another place that companies can save, is travel expenses. If you investigate video conferencing, online video conferencing, which is now much, much cheaper than it used to be, and you look into collaboration tools, you can now have teams of people working very effectively without having to fly all over the country or to other countries in order to work together in person. They can work in a virtual workspace online, and that saves significant travel dollars.
Thank you very much for your time, Peter.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Little Things, Big Changes. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. I hope you've heard some information today that will help you make your business more successful, or take away a few tips that will help you build a better future. We'd love to hear your comments, so please contact us at General Inquiries, all one word, at GrandToy.com.